this show is called I'll Be Your Mirror, and it's reappropriated record sleeves, which is kind of collaged, painted over, sanded down. I've been working on this work for about 2 years, and I keep adding to it each show. This show was actually originally started in Finland in the cartridge gallery over there. It's come to the basement gallery, and then it's going to go to the RHA gallery, the Ashford, in 2016. So I'll be adding more and more work each time.
I recognize a few of them, but I was drawn by the image that was on the flyer, which I think is around the corner, the Brian Ferry one.
Which one is that?
I think it's this one here, yeah. Brian Ferry. I think it's like Brian Ferry's first solo album or something like that. But actually, I think it's still my favorite one because I do like cut-ups and collage, and I can't say what it is that I don't know why one thing grabs you and another thing doesn't, but this one does, and it's got something to it. But I like the whole idea of it, and I am an avid vinyl collector.
Okay, my name is Sinead Cullen, and I'm wandering around here, and I'm really intrigued by a lot of them. What one did I like in particular? Let's see here. I quite like the Bombardment, they're called 18. Life of Bombardment 1 and Life of Bombardment 2. Pretty colours, like you have blues and reds and greens, but at the centre of it you have four figures, and they are all wearing what look like gas masks. So sort of a contrast between, you look at it and from a distance it looks like something that's quite relaxing, but when you get closer to it, it's sort of, you're intrigued as to what is going on here.
The thing is, I go around a lot of flea markets, things like that, so I pick up old records, and what happened, this all started, I was picking up loads of records, and the records weren't in great shape, and there's all this imagery, and I kind of, what can I do with this? And this is how it kind of started. So I've been collecting records since I was 18, so.
I actually really like this. What I can say about it is the fact that it brings a wee bit of youth culture and contemporary painting together, and fundamentally, because I play a lot of music as well, this appeals to me straight away. So that's why I actually really enjoyed this exhibition. I've been trying to figure it out the whole bit through which albums that I remember. But then again, I was only born in 75, and some of them date a wee bit further back than that. But there's a lot of factory stuff in there as well, so and a lot of that is influenced by Bauhaus and stuff like that. I like it. I just like it because I feel that it's akin to my sensibility of rock and roll and art put together in the same visual picture.
And that could be a little map of the world or a globe or something. I don't know. There's something nice about it.
And do you recognise many of the albums? Do you have any of them at home,
no,
do you think?
No, none of them.
I probably have a lot of them over the years, but I don't recognise them in this form.
What's really interesting out there is where he's put a number of them together on one wall, and we spoke to the artist on the way in, and he said he has an exhibition coming on next year where he'll cover whole walls with the albums to look like the inside of a record shop. And I think that'll be very exciting, because what he's done here on a small scale, it's very effective.
Hi, I'm Eleni. I'm from Brazil, and I'm here in the exposition of the most interesting that I think is that the mix of painting and the cuts of papers, the idea, there's some very interesting pieces over here, so I really love it. I'm delighted to be here tonight. And because I really know this album since I was a kid, so for me it's going to be a really suffering just shopping this album, this one. Yeah,
okay. This is
a Pink Floyd album with some records. So for me, it's like, if I need to do something like this, could be a really suffering, because I have a emotional connection with this album. So I could imagine for the artist doing something like this. Really interesting. I love that one.
Okay, and you mentioned Finland. Were you over there? Were you working over there? Is that where the idea started?
No, I started here, and Great and Create Loud actually sponsored me to go over, so there's a kind of an exchange between Finland and Loud. They have a partnership, so Create Loud basically paid me to go over, send the work over, and went over, myself and my wife, and place I showed him was called Lapua, which is kind of, I think it was about 5 hours northeast of Helsinki. So, but it was an amazing space. It's kind of a town about the size of Dundalk, but they have this old converted ammunition gallery or ammunition factory, and they've galleries in a cinema, theater. So it's kind of an art center setup like this.
So how many paintings would be in the gallery?
54. I don't really call them paintings. They're kind of mixed collage and things like that. So some of them are paintings, but I'm kind of working over old record sleeves, so they wouldn't be like on canvas or on paper. So we're walking in here now to the gallery. I can show you this one here on the left, and this is two record sleeves together, or three record sleeves together. I don't really want to give the names away because it's kind of interesting for people to look at them and try and find out who they are.
Okay. This is number one, just as you come in on the left hand
side. This is called In Your Mind. So that's accumulation of three record sleeves together. But I'll leave it to people's interpretation to kind of...
Excellent. So you have to come down here and try and figure out what those record sleeves are.
Yeah, some musos will know, and, you know, like myself.
All right.
Interesting. This is... 16 pieces together, so it's 16 different record sleeves. So it's all different media going on here. There's paint, then there's collage. I've sanded down some covers, cutouts. And some you might know, might guess, and some you won't, you know.
Okay. Can I ask maybe what you were influenced by?
Well, I'm a big record collector.
Vinyl anyway.
I'm a big record. So the thing is, I go around a lot of flea markets, things like that, so I pick up old records. And what happened, I was picking up loads of records, and the records weren't in great shape. And there's all this imagery, and I kind of, what can I do with this? And this is how it kind of started. So I've been collecting records since I was 18. So
I'm going to put you on the spot now. If you had to do 1 hour program about your favourite artist, say it was a program called Spotlight, which we do in the radio show, who would it be?
As in visual artist or musical artist?
Your music artist, yeah. One band, one musician.
Arthur Lee in Love. And they had an album called Forever Changes, which is one of these albums at the time that didn't sell many records, but 40 years later people kind of can appreciate it. Over time it's grown. And
okay, and so will you do that for us? Will you come in and do a radio show on Love?
Yeah, I could do.
That's the answer I was looking for. Listen, best of luck with the exhibition, and it's running until
4th of April.
Excellent.
Great stuff. Thanks, Vince. Thank you.